We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, it's time for a staycation setup. Let's all say good morning to Miss Dana.
Morning, Dana.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. So, little situation with your boyfriend, we hear.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
We've been together a year.
And issues the whole time, or?
It's like the past 2 months. His name's Steven. He's just been getting annoyed with me really easily and kind of distant, not returning phone calls and text messages like he used to. And, like, I get it, like, the honeymoon stage is over. So I've been cheated on in the past. I had an ex-fiance that cheated on me. And a lot of the behavior is kind of similar.
Hmm.
I don't know. But I can't find any proof of anything. The only thing is, like, he's been really, like, other than the distance, he's been, like, kind of guarding his phone. It's a red flag usually in any relationship, you know, whether it's been 2 months or 2 years or 20
years. That's a fire hazard.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, he said that, like, it's because he got the new iPhone 10. He doesn't want anything to happen to him.
Oh, that's a hawk of you know what.
Does he sleep with it under his nipple?
What?
Does he put it, like, under his body at any point while he sleeps?
It's under the pillow on his side of the bed.
Under the pillow, oh yeah, man. We know Steven's a cheater's name. And second of all, if your man is sleeping with his phone under his pillow and he's laying on top of his pillow, listen.
With all due respect, there's like a sleep monitoring app that I used to use, and you would have to stick your phone under your pillow so that it could like...
Speaking of sticking, do you think or do you know who he might be cheating with? Because that's the assumption at this point.
Why do I even bother?
No, I have no idea.
I'm not trying to dismiss the fact that you've been cheated on before, but, like, I'm pretty protective of my phone. I mean, I got the iPhone 10 too, and honestly, this is, like...
You sleep with it with a pillow, under the pillow?
I hold it in my bed.
Like,
I do.
That's weird.
I do. So, is there anything besides that? Because we all here in the studio, we sometimes get annoyed with each other, and we're not, like, cheating on each other here. So, like, I don't know.
Well...
Well, I mean, every time the phone goes off, he has to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no, that's weird. That's already,
you know?
Like, especially when they go to the bathroom and they can't leave the phone around you. That's weird to
me. Yeah. Like, I asked Steven about it, and he got pissed. He got so aggravated with me, he just went off. He accused me of being paranoid, and am I questioning him?
Reverse psychology.
Like, all this same old stuff, and...
It sounds like he's trying to risk it to get the biscuit. I'm sorry I have to say it, but listen, it's those eight words that I know you don't want to hear. You gotta risk it to get... Yeah, that's eight words that I know you women do not like to hear, but that's suspect. Women or men, I guess. Yeah, you're right. Let's give him a call. We're going to offer him a free romantic staycation, Dana, and simply ask him the question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
And hopefully he says your name. All we know is any other name other than Dana, then he has some explaining to do. You could decide what you want to do with the relationship at that point, okay?
Okay.
We have some counselors here on standby just in case you want to work through it if he is.
Okay.
Okay?
Aww, I'm so sorry.
We're here for you no matter what, okay? I can just feel like you're getting a little emotional. I'm sorry, girl.
All right. Let's do this.
We got you. Let's hold it together. Staycation setup. Sub next. What's your morning mess? Okay, we're back with a staycation setup. Listen, we spoke to Dana. She's not in good spirits right now because of the iPhone 10.
Well, it's not because of the iPhone 10, Joey.
Well, man, her man is like sleeping with this thing under his pillow, sleeping on top of the pillow, guarding it like Fort Knox. Dana, we have no idea what's on his phone or who he's talking to at this point.
Correct, yeah.
And the thing is, like, we understand, like Anise said, people are protective over the phone, but every time that phone vibrates, he's going to the bathroom to take the message or to call somebody back?
Yeah, he's just walking away from me.
Like, you don't overhear any conversations or anything. It's just literally he walks away.
Yeah, he gets out of the room.
Let's give your man a call, Steven. We're going to offer him the romantic staycation and see who wants to put on that reservation. If he doesn't say you, Dana, the show is yours at that point, and we're just going to be here for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. See, this guy's risking it for the biscuit.
Shut up. There's no biscuits. It's stale.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Steven?
Yes, this is he.
Oh, hi, Steven. My name is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel. Thank you so much for answering the phone. You're the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway.
I'm going to stop you right there. I don't need a hotel or anything like that. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, okay. Sir, I totally understand that. If you could just hear me out, we are looking to give out some of these stays in return for a review of your experience. So just to build our presence online, we're a new establishment out here, and I wouldn't want you to miss out. You're the only one that got the Penthouse Suite Romantic Weekend Special.
All right, I'm listening.
Okay, just hear me out for 30 more seconds. So, again, we're going to hook you up in the Penthouse Suite. Honeymoon package is included. I just have a couple of questions for the reservation, and then we can set the full thing up for you. There's no deposits or fees, I promise.
Okay, yeah. I mean, no, like, room fees or anything like that? Nothing?
Not at all, sir, just unless you decide to get room service. So, we leave a personalized note for your guest with this romantic stay. I can either put something generic on that note, or if you have something personalized, I'm ready to write that down whenever you've got something for me.
All right, let me think. Okay, how about, let's make memories this weekend.
Second question for you, sir, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I could take your guest name whenever you're ready, sir.
Margaret?
Are you someone's grandma?
Steven, I do have to let you know you're on a radio show. We're called The Morning Mess. We're live on the radio, actually, right now, live on 105.
I cannot believe this.
That's your girl,
who's
Dana.
Steven?
What?
Are you
the hell going
kidding
on
me
here? I don't understand what's happening.
Well, who do you want to spend the weekend with that's named Margaret?
Who are you? Who is Margaret?
You're that paranoid that you call the radio station.
I'm paranoid for a reason, clearly. Are you?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say right now.
Who the hell is Margaret? First of all, we keep going back and forth.
Yeah, stop deflecting.
Steven, who's Margaret? Why wouldn't you want to stay with your girlfriend?
I don't know who you are, dude.
All right, well, then talk to your damn girlfriend. Who the hell is Margaret?
I'm trying to talk to my girlfriend.
Well, hurry up.
Oh, your girlfriend?
You're paranoid. You have always been paranoid.
Hey, King Deflector, answer the damn question.
He's always trying to go through my phone, always trying to do these things. All right?
So who's Margaret?
I told you, Dana. Like, you're my girl, okay?
Who's Margaret?
I don't understand.
How many is that time? Nine times?
I go through my phone all the time, okay? I don't understand why you're always doing
this. Hey, Dana, do you know who Margaret is?
How's it supposed to work?
No, I have no idea who Margaret is. Someone owns grandma is what it sounds like to me. Margaret.
I don't know, how this is supposed to
He definitely trying to Elvis that pelvis,
Joey.
Margaret was probably around with Elvis.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
We're assuming that Margaret is an older woman?
Margaret is an old person's name.
Come on. Who is Margaret? Can you just clarify that for us, please?
Whatever. Why don't we really focus on what the problem is that my girlfriend...
All right, Steven, there's no other point except for whoever Margaret is.
You are so caught
You
up.
Have not answered that question this whole time.
If someone goes on the radio and is like, hey, you know what? I don't trust my boyfriend. I'm so paranoid all the time.
Oh, my God.
I got my answer, finally.
You hear whatever you want to hear, okay? You weren't going to stop until you found, like, something, because you're crazy. You're never going to trust anybody.
And I did find something. I did. I'm right.
Cannot even believe you right now.
This guy, he's a piece of work, right? He won't admit that he's cheating with a girl named Mark. You won't even tell us who Margaret is.
Stay out of this, all right? Like, it's being your shit.
You're not fixing anything. See, we've done this long enough where guys get caught up. They'll say, oh, this was from my friend. This was from my mom. This is from my aunt.
Right.
You're not even acknowledging who Margaret is at this
you
point.
Said,
you're not acknowledging the fact that this woman calls you up. She's going to hear whatever she wants to hear. You're going to give her whatever
you specifically asked
you
me to put on the note, let's make memories this week. Oh, okay. You know what, girl? Go off. Go ahead.
Guess what? Your PS4, your Xbox, all your stupid
Yes, do it.
It's done. It's out the window.
No!
That's hurtful.
I'm gonna crush it.
Take video of it. Post it on Facebook. We'll share
Girl,
it.
No,
that is not fair. Okay, I'm not gonna break into your stuff. Okay,
bye.
That's my property. And I spent a lot of time.
Hello?
She hung up. She about to go wild on your game systems right now, man.
Oh, my God. First of all, you left a PS4 and an Xbox at your girlfriend or your side chick's house?
I gotta go.
He's got some things to take.
One more question for you, Steven.
Yeah?
Who's Margaret?
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious.
I'm
not playing
God.
Anymore. I'm going to find out where you live, and I'm just going to knock on your...
Who's Margaret?
I'm going to do a Facebook search. This is ridiculous.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.